Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning representing the Sheldon Jackson Museum, I have Mary Booth and I have artist Tommy Joseph. You're going to tell us a little bit about a talk coming up with the winter lecture series. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Mary, you are the board president?
No, I'm the business manager.
Still a very important role.
Keeps me busy.
With the museum. Maybe give us a little background about this winter lecture series.
Well, the winter lecture series is what the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum offer each year. This year we were very fortunate and have had, well, this is the fourth one. So we started our lectures in November and have managed, except for missing February, have managed to have one per month, and we will have one more in April featuring Terry Rothgar.
Terrific. And this month, this Saturday, 2 mm-hmm. o'clock, is Tommy Joseph.
Yes.
And Tommy, what is your, you've done a lot of lectures here in town.
I've done a few, yes.
A lot. Tomato, tomato, mm-hmm. yes. I remember attending one about battle dress.
Yeah, the Clinkett Armor field of research I did a number of years ago, and this is a continuation of that, I guess. Clinkett pipes, tobacco pipes. It was my second field of research while I was out at the different museums on East Coast and, well, West Coast, East Coast, and parts of Europe.
And was this something that was already planted in your mind, or did you see one and say, oh, this is something I should pursue?
Well, we have a few pipes here at the Sheldon Jackson Museum in the collection there, as well as, I believe, Totem Park in their collection. But when I was down in the Burke Museum doing research in 07, I saw a beautiful pipe that just, I guess, blew me away. And I started looking at them a little more. And then from then on, any museums that I got to go through and see the collections, that was my second. Yeah, when I was done looking at the stuff I wanted to see, first off, they brought out all these pipes, and it was incredible.
And I feel a little naive, like being surprised about tobacco pipes in Sitka, thinking it might be very difficult to grow tobacco here. What is the date on a typical pipe that you did research on?
Most of the ones I saw were from the 1880s. I believe probably 2/3 of them were trade items made through the European trade and you know, ship people coming up here by sailing ships and later steamships were, it was something part of their culture and they just, were able to obtain these through trade.
And what would these pipes look like?
And pretty incredible. They were made from wood, stone, bone, ivory. It just went on and on, the different materials, whatever was a lot of reuse stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mary, have you seen any of these?
I haven't, not directly. I've probably seen some in the collection, but without sometimes a focus, you don't realize what you're looking at.
Well, that's interesting you say that. I mean, are there a lot of things that we acquire that we're not really sure what they are?
I think sometimes that in terms of museum collections and things that there is a it looks like, and we understand that from other things that look like that, that it is probably used in that manner, but we're not always sure. It's one of those fun debates I have every once in a while with people.
I know there has been like artifact of the month,
mm-hmm.
and there's always been interesting things like one month would feature a spoon, mm-hmm. and you're like, why would that be interesting to go see a single spoon?
Well, it in terms of that, the museum staff is trying to pull things that either are unusual that we don't, as a general public, don't have a lot of information or understanding, and as the intricacy, Rudolph Walton, the spoons, which is something that we have an extensive collection of. Rudolph Walton, it was a souvenir item. It was something where they were taking the silver and creating these things to be sold, but they had the intricacy of the form line and the Clinkett and other styles informed with it. So it's education, too.
And so we have a lot of spoons, but do we have a lot of pipes? I mean, is there like a time period of when it was fashionable for people to have pipes, and then they sort of fall out of fashion?
My understanding was early on, traditionally, whenever there were going to be gatherings to discuss, you know, traditional tribal things, they did have a smoke before getting into the meat of their meetings there, and we're talking pre-1800s and throughout the 1800s is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And during your lecture on Saturday, are you just going to show photos? Are you going to have actually items for people to see in person?
I don't have any. I mean, I've made a few, but I don't have any actual pieces that I brought with me. It's not just pipes, but that's the main focus of this. I guess I have literally hundreds of images of pipes from all over the place, and that's the main part in this collection.
And you mentioned that you have carved a pipe.
Yes.
Have you tried it out?
No.
It's for the aesthetic?
It was a commission piece I did last year, and I started another one. I had so much fun doing that one, and it was fun to do.
Describe to us what it looks like.
It's a little rockfish. I can bring that along. I have it mostly... Well, I just have a little detail to do, but I haven't had time to really work on that. Working on another project now.
I'm very interested. Why a rockfish?
I saw one in a collection once, and I thought, that's a beautiful piece. I got to try that.
I don't know if I would equate... I mean, I think this is a really good abstract thought, because I don't think I would equate having a fish design with a pipe. Especially rockfish, they're sort of fat and... With a nice bulgy eye.
Yeah. Well, they have some neat little details to them. And with the form line in there, it really, really makes them pop.
Fantastic. Mary, why don't you tell us what's coming up with the museum? You have a new curator.
We do. Jackie Fernandez started March 1st. We're very excited to have her join us. And as part of the lecture, we are going to have a welcome reception for her following the lecture of Tommy's on Saturday. So it'll start about 3 o'clock.
Okay, so your lecture this Saturday, 2 o'clock, at the Sheldon Jackson Museum?
Yes.
And following 3 o'clock, reception for the new curator. And then Terry Rothkar is when next month?
Will be April 9th, and time yet to be determined.
And then you're well into summer season.
Yes, we'll be starting, cruise ships start coming in like the second week of May, and we'll be working on our summer hours and all the excitement that happens with that.
So you're kind of in the sweet spot right now.
That's all relative.
Tommy, are you ready for all the new folks coming into town and seeing your work?
Not yet. I just moved a totem pole out of the middle of the gallery last night. It's been a busy winter, and we're getting ready for gallery walk. You know, Artie Gras stuff coming up, and I've been working on a show for 8 years now, and I'm right at the end of it, where that show opens up in Juneau, April 5th.
Well, you are very busy, and somehow adrenaline helps us to get it all ready in time for all our visitors. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Mary Booth and Tommy Joseph. See them this Saturday at the Sheldon Jackson Museum at 2 o'clock. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You.